at the Gains Cast. We had a slight sabbatical because we were really busy, actually. We had work to do. We had an app we're launching for Tiger Fitness, but we're back. We're ready to rock. I'm Mark Lobelander, back with the one and only
Matt Marano.
Gains casting it up, man. Gains casting up. So much has gone on in these last few weeks. It's been like a month, right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
well, a week since last
week. I just posted the episode we filmed a couple weeks ago today. So
Yeah, it's been so busy. We appreciate you guys waiting. And now we're gonna have cool things. I have a lot of guests coming. We actually have the Rumble in the Burrow coming up May 8th.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of work on that. So what we gotta have a lot of guests. So I'm thinking we get a couple people on here. I have a couple in mind for sure. Ryan Buckeye from Fit Butters will be here. But yeah, we're gonna have in town, like, why don't we bring this podcast to the Gainescast? We have Jay Cutler there, Sean Roden there. We got all these people there, and it's portable.
Yeah, why not?
There you go. Gainescast going on May 8th, the Rumble in the Burrow special. I'm gonna turn my cap background because we gotta get serious here. So much has gone on since everything, man. We got a new treadmill.
Yep.
It's a True Form. I'm going to explain to you why I'm really excited about that one. We got to talk about the Olympia because we're already talking about in July, Brandon is flying over to Kuwait to get ready for the Olympia. That's coming up. I've lost 10 pounds. I'm on a diet.
In like 3 days, which is obnoxious.
Now, this is going to turn into a book that we're actually writing as we speak.
Yes, sir.
But you're probably not going to have my results because I have a super fast metabolism, and it is what it is. It is Katie and I's 19th and 4th anniversary. We got married twice.
Your IG said 5th, 19 and 5th.
19 and 4th. It was 4th. Whoops. No, I think it's at 4th. I'm not sure. We're going to have to verify that. If not,
shit. I'm going to just post up the screen cap.
Got married. It was 20. So it was 2002 and then 2017. So we renewed our vows in Vegas, which we should have done the first time because it's much cheaper. On that note, but nonetheless, we've also had mass rollouts of vaccines. We've had a lot of political stuff we won't get into. We have riots now. Like, dude, the world's gone crazy. I'm just sitting back looking at this like, wow. But we're in a bubble. Like, I don't know, man. Here's my thing, Matt. Like, are most people affected by the stuff you see on the news? Like, do riots affect you in your everyday life?
No. I've also kind of gotten to the point where I'm just so sick of the news depresses me. It makes me anxious. So I try to avoid it as much as humanly possible.
It's horrible.
But yeah, so no, it doesn't affect me much in my daily life, but that's because I choose not to get so wrapped up in it.
You know what? I remember when I was a kid, and this is like the 80s, right? Like, I remember my mom, like, she always used to say, don't watch the news. It's all bad news. Like, if there's bad news, it'll be on the news. And even when I lived in, the only time I noticed news like happening in my life was when we had some riots in LA and I looked out my window. I'm like, oh, there's riots. But like, here's the thing, man. Like, if you're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, there's an issue, but the U.S. is a huge place. 350 million people. We're in Franklin and Brentwood, Tennessee. Like, we don't see much of anything. We don't get impacted by much of anything. We're in a little bubble. So it's kind of like if there were riots going on in Zaire or in Morocco or in Argentina, generally speaking, I wouldn't really care that much, right? Like, I'm in America, I'm in Tennessee. You got to look at the USA as a big, big, big country of 50 sovereign states that are their own sovereign territory. So what happens in Minnesota doesn't really impact me in Tennessee. So I don't see the day-to-day stuff because I'm not in Minnesota. I'm not in LA. And even so, when there's stuff going on in LA, do you think Sean and Mike and Ambrosia know about it in Orange County?
No.
Not really.
No.
So, I mean, yeah, it seems great. It seems crazy. But realize these are pockets of stuff that are going on. But it is what it is. So, I mean, if you were to pay attention to the news, man, it would drive you nuts.
Why don't?
It would drive you absolutely bonkers. It would ruin your day. You'd worry about things you don't need to worry about, right? And instead, focus on what you can improve. That's why I've given up all my political aspirations and I've gone into coaching. Like, I'm the head strength coach for the wrestling team over at Ravenwood High now. Nice. Which, I mean, dude, you got to focus on your community. If everybody focused in their micro community, we wouldn't have these macro problems. Everybody keeps looking at the big picture. We worry about the federal stuff. We need to worry about local stuff. Like, I can't change what happens in D.C. Yeah. The fact there's a fence around the Capitol building and National Guard troops still there, like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of troubling if you think about it. But does it impact us in the state of Tennessee?
No, sir, it does not. I mean, at least not. Again, I think it's one of those things where we do still live in the United States. So if you choose to focus on it and watch it and keep up with it, it will affect you. It's going to affect you mentally. And you're going to talk about it based on that because, you know, it'll wrap you up more and it'll become a bigger part of your life than if you choose. God, it's going to sound, ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm choosing to be ignorant on a lot of the issues right now, but that's just because I've got so much going on in my own life and things that I'm dealing with that I can't worry about external shit that.
Our landscapers are out there working hard. Like, they've probably, and you know, they're kicking ass. They're doing their job. They go to work every day. They go home to their family. They don't care what's happening in another. They take care of themselves, send their kids to school, pay their bills, and that's what they do. And I think we tend to get worried about a lot of stuff we can't directly do anything about.
Yeah.
I can't fix it. All I could do is improve my own community. And you know what? By improving my community, I'm going to improve my country. That's why I keep telling people, get involved locally. Get involved locally. If you have a problem, fix your own house before looking to fix someone else's house. And I think that's what I've really focused on lately. The local thing. That's why the Rumble in the Borough is so awesome.
Yeah.
You're impacting a community and you're impacting an industry. So we're impacting an international industry, a local community, and helping kids with cancer.
Yeah.
And rare childhood diseases.
Not just that, we're also helping community. And I just want to give a shout out to the fighters coming from Hawaii.
Yes.
I see them busting their ass, raising money to like participate in this. And it's awesome.
So we look at going to Hawaii as a vacation, right? Some of these people never get off what they call the rock.
Yeah.
Brandon, and so there's a chance.
Yeah. Brandon was explaining it to me last week when I was filming with him. He was like, yeah, went to visit Hawaii and you know, they're just like constantly going because if they sit down for a second, they realize, oh, I'm on an island in the middle of the ocean and I can't leave. Like, there's nothing around. This one dude never left his town. He was older than Brandon.
Wow. And that's the thing. These kids are coming out here. They're raising money. They're doing these crazy cookouts every day to raise money.
Food looks good, too.
Charging like $80 for a ribeye. Good for them. Looks like a damn good ribeye, though.
No, they're doing like $10 big ribeye. It looks awesome, actually, man.
You know, we just talked about Brandon. That's crazy. You know what? The Olympia's coming up. And I want to just throw out some early Olympia predictions. Early Olympia predictions. And here's one thing that I need to say, and I am a bit biased. Where's Rami?
Yeah, I haven't seen
him. What is he doing? Like, he's supposed to be an ambassador for the sport. I haven't seen him doing anything. Like, Brandon, during a pandemic, was trying his best to get out there, do what he could do. You know, before it shut down, he went to Hawaii. He went everywhere, spoke at youth things.
And even now, not the reigning champion, but a past champion. So, you know, still holds a ton of merit.
Yeah.
He's going out and doing, he was in Tampa this past week.
Every week for the next 12 weeks, he's booked.
Yeah. Every weekend, he's going to Virginia this coming weekend.
Yeah, this coming weekend, he'll be in Virginia.
Promoting 015 at Nutrition
Corners. Corners. Yeah. Doug Miller's stores.
Yeah.
Doug Miller, shout out to that fake natty. I'd hate to get off track, but man, if I claim Doug Miller is natural on anything I do, if I even say the word natural in the same day as I say Doug Miller's name, like I could say, hey, I'm going to have some natural eggs for breakfast. Cool. And then at 6 p.m. be like, hey, I talked to Doug Miller lately. Boom. Haters.
Your eggs are no longer natural.
Just stating Doug Miller's name will make you fail a drug test. Doug's arms, I swear to God, they don't make sense. Like, I'm jealous and fucking mad, and I hate him at the same time, but I'm also admiring. Like, I've trained arms with the guy, and I'm like, why don't mine do those? What the fuck? I train just as hard as you. Damn it. Some genetics, man. Sometimes God just likes people more than others. And God hated me. God's like, I will bestow thou arms upon thee. Why can't God fuck with biceps?
His biceps are just a small side project.
The dude doesn't even train them hard. Yeah. Fuck. Brandon and Doug, like, with their arms in one fucking... How's that gonna fucking work? Brandon's arms don't make sense.
They just try to walk through a door at the same time.
Their arms are bigger than waists. Like, what the fuck? So, Olympia predictions, man.
Okay.
I don't think Rami's going to bring it back.
No.
You know who I think is going to fucking surprise everybody? You know who I think is going to surprise everybody?
Who's that?
Phil Heath.
Okay. Elaborate. Please. Now
I know that Phil's stomach has always been in contention. It's been a problem, right? Well, in the past 5 years.
Yeah, and I would say even in his comeback, more so than ever before.
Okay. And I know that Instagram can fuck with people's minds.
Yeah.
But Phil Heath posted a vacuum pose the other day. And unless there were some beautiful angles, and I do it myself, like you get angles. And man, if Phil brings his gut in, that motherfucker's unbeatable. I don't think anybody here, dude, even Phil against peak Ronnie.
Has he announced if he's competing again?
I don't think a man can go out third like that, man. I don't think he could do it. He's playing like he is, man. Okay. Dude, I'm telling you what. Phil Heath... If he could bring that gut in, it's him versus Brandon. Because I think Rami's going to miss the mark. And I also think that maybe the Olympia won't be too... I'm just guessing. I don't talk bodybuilding.
A lot of people... Let me just go into Rami. A lot of people seem to think, oh, they finally dialed in Rami. They finally know what to do with him. Listen, even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Like, and also, no two preps are the same.
Exactly.
No two preps are the same. I speak as someone who's competed fucking probably... 50 times. I don't even remember how many times I've competed.
But also, last year's prep threw everyone for a loop with it being delayed and moved and pushed, you know, like timing and everything. So
training during a pandemic, there's a lot of shit going on.
Mental variables than ever before. So,
and also Brandon's been training hard. Brandon was stuck in a house with four fucking kids. Look, man, I'm not saying Brandon can beat Phil. I'm not going to make that prediction. Phil brings his waist in. I'm not fucking saying that. I don't give a shit if Brandon's one of my best friends. I'm going to be honest. And Brandon will be honest too. Phil gets that gut down. I'm not. You could bring Ronnie back, fix his hips, make him Ronnie 2003. You could bring fucking Dorian Yates back, make his waist smaller. Bring Lee Haney back, make him more conditioned. You can do whatever you want. If Phil Heath dials his waist in, that man is nearly fucking unbeatable. Mark my fucking words. Even at 41, whatever, 42 years old, whatever the fuck he is, you bring Phil Heath at the top of his game. Nobody can beat Phil Heath. Nobody can fucking beat that guy if you bring in his waist. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. Even if he brings it in 80%, 70%, Brandon is the wild card because Brandon doesn't have four kids at home. Brandon's kids are at school, and that motherfucker's training every day, and Brandy's on him to eat his fucking meals, and Abdullah's calling him every fucking day, and he's going there in July. He's going to have a half a year to prep.
Yeah.
Bro, 2021, Brandon Curry versus Phil Heath.
So are you saying that they'll be the top two?
Yes.
That's your prediction. They'll be the top two. They won't do the whole defending champ coming in second.
And I think Phil can win.
Okay.
I think Phil can win. I think Phil can beat Brandon. I think they were close this year, but obviously it was the conditioning of the waist.
Yeah.
They were very close. See, Brandon's a man. Brandon does not want anybody to lie to him and blow smoke of his ass. Brandon has pictures and a mirror, and he stood next to a man. Phil Heath is amazing. He is. Brandon, but again, this isn't me dissing Brandon. Brandon's, what the fuck is that guy? Like, I can't explain why he's so round and bubbly. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to predict Rami doesn't come in the top three because you got other guys who are fucking amazing. Who's that little fucking Iranian dude?
Oh,
what's his fucking name?
He's got a nickname, doesn't he, too? Or it just, I know who you're
the
talking
fucking
about.
Swole midget. I don't know what his name is, but he's got the fucking goatee. No, he's got the beard.
You're gonna have to
phone this one on Google. Man, because anyway, dude, he's coming in. That dude is so good. His conditioning's always on point. He just looks weird because he's like 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
300 and something. Dude's like a walking brick. What
is his name, though?
Just look up the top Olympia. Yeah. He's Iranian. That's all you need to know. He's Iranian.
He came in fourth this past year.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, we're having technical time.
Fill time. I gotta look this up.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Hottie.
Chopin.
Hottie Chopin. Yes.
Hottie Chopin. Yeah. Everybody keeps forgetting about Boniak, the Arnold champion from 2020. Why y'all keep forgetting about him? What you got against Boniak 2019?
And how about Akeem Williams coming up in that top six?
I don't think
fucking incredible.
I don't think Akeem's going to get top four, but I definitely see him as fifth.
Okay.
Akeem is, he got robbed last year. But if Phil brings in his gut, and I think, dude, Phil is so competitive. People don't understand. Like, we talk about a fight. Shit. That's why I keep... We got to talk about this. All right.
We do have to talk about that.
Talk about Ben Askren via Jake Paul, right? Ben Askren strikes as good as my fucking golden doodle. But here's the thing. Ben Askren is a fighter. And we'll cover this later. Ben Askren's a fighter.
Did you see any clips from Ben Askren on Logan Paul's podcast?
I saw all of them.
Yeah, it was...
I love Ben Askren.
He's so smart.
I love him.
Exactly what
and
to
his
say.
His ring IQ in every fight. And that's the thing. So let me not addressing this too much. So here's the problem is that like Ben Askren's a fighter, so you can't roll him out, right? He's a fucking competitor.
Yeah.
Phil Heath is a D1 basketball player. Phil Heath is one word. He's a fucking winner.
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor. You can never count someone with that guy's mindset. Phil Heath is cocky. I'm like, no, he's been the best man in the world at his craft fucking 7 times. Put some speck on that guy, man. Put some speck on that man. Put some speck on it. He's fucking got blue eyes. He's pretty. Blue eye club, right?
Yeah, that's not right. Me.
Yeah, blue eyes. Panty dropper. You just look at him. They're like, blue eyes, panties off. Phil Heath, you know, I like him. I like his wife. You know, Cherie's great. I love those people. But Brandon and Brandy are family. So this isn't being disrespectful at all to Brandon. But Phil Heath is tough to beat. But Brandon can beat him because Brandon has a full year of training. And the finest food.
The finest food.
Finest food. Brandon can cook, man.
Yeah. I've seen the Instagram posts.
Bro, she cooked dinner once, and I'm like, Katie, get on this level. I'm like, this is bullshit. Bro, so Brandon, Phil, toss a coin. Only if Phil doesn't bring in his gut, 3 or 4. Phil brings in his gut, fucking game over. Yeah. Phil, Brandon, I don't see Rami top three. Rami, they'll drop him to three.
They've got to keep him in that top three. I feel like just because it's bodybuilding, they will, because you got to keep the defending champ up there on stage a little bit longer.
I got to interject, man. So this is spinach, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, and ambrosia planta.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So good.
Yeah. I had a whipped cream to mine. I took some sips and then
finest shake.
So
Brandon, again, Brandon, Phil, Rami, they'll give him third because he's doing a shitty job as an ambassador. I'm just saying it out loud.
Yes.
Like the man has a personality of a fucking fruit fly. Like what the fuck? Fruit flies only live 24 hours, by the way. So they're not able to develop many personality traits. Akeem, fourth. Hottie, fifth. Akeem can beat Hottie because he's taller.
You forgot Boniak in there. I think Boniak might get fourth.
I don't know, man. Boniak, if Akeem keeps getting better,
Yeah.
And Hottie keeps never coming in out of shape. Hottie's always shredded. The man, his ass is this fucking big and it's shredded. Did you see? The man looks like a fucking centaur.
Hottie doesn't make sense. His body looks, here's the thing.
It's a weird blocky body.
I understand bodybuilding is no longer about aesthetics. It's about being really big, really shredded, and it doesn't matter what your form looks like anymore. But Hottie looks like a human brick.
Can I throw can I throw a curveball at you? I fucking without getting pitcher's elbow? What if Rodan comes back? What if the Rodanator? He doesn't know that's his nickname now.
Flexitron.
No, it's Rodanator.
They both sound mechanical.
I like Rodanator. I think you should change it. Flexitron's kind of mad. There's already flexes. There's two flexes. Yeah. Let's go with Rodanator. Anyway, Sean Rodan comes back. What happens?
It depends what he looks like.
Well, the man's 46.
Yeah.
But.
And it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, but he's still grinding, bro.
Yeah.
Sean's, you know what? I got to say,
he's putting in the work like someone who wants to compete.
I never thought I'd say, but I never knew him, but Sean's become one of my really good friends. I really like that guy. He's awesome.
He'll be at Rumble in the Borough.
He will. We're going to have four Mr. Olympias at Rumble in the Borough. Four Mr. Olympias. And of course, Bomar, Sarah Bomar, who has more followers than any of them. So anyway, that's just rubbing salt in the wound. Man, you guys lift all that weight. She's pretty. No, their company's worth like tens of millions of dollars. Like the Bomar Nutrition is fucking legit. Legit as fuck. Dude, I ain't even mad.
And by all accounts, they're very nice people. So
my account. Love those people, man. Josh said, dude, they're homies. Everybody going to the Rumble in the Borough is the homies, man.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It was kind of like a homie invite
thing. We didn't invite any non-homies. If you see someone not there, assume we don't like them.
Yeah.
Man, that's Olympia predictions. I'm going to stick with that. What do you think, man?
My Olympia predictions? I mean, I film with Brandon every week, so I know he's busting his ass. He wants that title again. Haven't really seen much from anyone else. It's still a little bit too far out for me to really pinpoint who I've got my eye on. I mean, the top three, like you said, those are going to be the guys that everyone's looking at because they're the three with a Sandow already.
Surprise bonus round. Name three classic physique competitors. Go.
Sebum.
Okay.
Breon. That's it. That's all I got.
You got two more than me. I would have gotten one more. I would have gotten Sebum.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that to you. That was fucking cruel and unusual punishment. Fights. We're talking about sports right now, and I wanted to talk about my new treadmill, but I don't really care. You guys will see. We're going to do videos and shit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll explain it. We'll do a separate video, the Trueform treadmill. I got it. I spent a lot of money on it, and it's because I believe in it. I
drove a lot of time to go pick it up.
Yeah, it was a comp day, though.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was fine.
It was fine. Yeah, and you got to see that great facility.
Yeah.
So we had a difference in our tread because we traded treadmills, actually. Yes, mine was. Yes. So there was a money difference. But this dude is such a dope trainer. I'm like, keep the money. I'm going to bring my kids there for 2 days. We'll call it even. He's like, deal. I'm like, yes. This guy is smart as fuck. I want to learn how he trains, so I'm going to just watch him train my kids for 2 days. That's what smart people do. They learn from other smart people.
And he's super nice. When I was there, he was like, if you've got gear with you, like, just you want to get a workout in before you
go? What was the name of his facility? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't.
Okay, we'll give him a shout later.
I'm going to put it up on screen. We'll put it up right here so you can go check it out, all of his info.
By the way, guys, we're going to end up timestamping this and also cut these out and make these topic videos on the Tiger Fitness channel.
Yeah.
So, so all these topics, like, we're going to timestamp them. Like, that's something we need to do now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we talk about so much stupid shit. I know it's a lot of work, but, like, now that we're done with the app, it's time to bring this shit together. Like, you notice we got our office back. We built a room. An actual room, like a lounge, we're going to podcast from later.
That's going to be dope. That'll be a media room for us.
It's going to be so great. So great. And it raised the resale of my house. So if you see this house for sale, you'll know that added a few G's. All right, check it out. This is the question. This is one I want to go off about. We might need to make this a 4-hour podcast. Ben Askren, Jake Paul. What do you think? So you're a fight fan. You're probably a bigger fight fan than me. Yeah. I'm a boxing fan. You're a fighting fan. You like every time there's violence involved, this motherfucker's like, we're buying the fight. I'm like, how do you buy? I didn't even know how to buy a fight. We're traveling. He's like, oh, you fucking ESPN, blah, blah, blah. And boom, it's in our hotel room. And I'm like, oh, this is dope. So Jake, Paul, Ben asked him, let the experts speak, and I'll just chime in.
Fuck. I don't know. I don't. There's still
you
no.
You gotta make a prediction, though, man. We gotta put
okay,
fake
here's
money.
The thing.
I'll bet you a keto. I'll bet you a keto outright bar.
Okay. I'm going to just rattle off through my thought process before I come to a prediction because I don't have one right now and I'm hoping to figure one out.
By the way, guys, I just want to interject. This is the only time we talk. Like he sits right over there and all day we're just working or I'm on a phone call or something and we don't talk. Like we have totally lost our podcasting's the only time we get to have a relationship. That's how it's been here lately.
We've just been busy, man.
It's been fucked up, man. We need to sell this shit and just have fun and do podcasts.
Okay, so Askren is a fighter. He's got the combat experience. Yes, he got knocked out. One, I love when he finally broke his silence about the Masvidal thing on Twitter. He was just like, listen, I've been quiet for 2 years. You got fucking lucky, and I made you famous.
Yeah, I mean, but Askren, he doesn't care. He's
no,
such a
no.
confident
that's the thing.
Dude.
He also understands that this fight is bringing so much attention to his wrestling facility and his training programs that no matter what, he's a winner.
Yeah. I think he thinks he's going to win, though.
I do, too.
I don't think he's bullshitting.
I think he has a really good chance at winning. Because if you've looked at who Jake Paul has beaten...
A fucking basketball... Dude, come on.
A basketball player and what? A YouTuber and another YouTuber? Like, it's not... He hasn't fought pro boxers.
I don't want to call anybody out. Because then I'm going to be challenged by Nate fucking Williams or whatever his name is to fight him. I think I'm a better boxer than Nate. I do think I am. And I think I could beat his ass. And you know what? That guy looked like he'd never been punched before. When he got hit the first time, he was like, what was that? And he only hit him with a jab. Yeah. This dude looks like he's never even sparred. I mean, when you fight other YouTubers and I suck at boxing. I'm okay. I can spar. I can do whatever. I have no intention of fighting. So, well, if Nate challenged me, I might get paid. Unless someone's big enough to get me a really fucking good payday that is enough for my wife to say it's worth you doing it. If you convince Katie. But here's the thing. This
if
dude,
you show Katie a really good number, mark my fight.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. But she ain't worth him in the broke Jew. I mean, but look, here's the deal. Like, the guys he's beaten, I'm pretty confident I wouldn't. Maybe not beat, but I'd at least give him a fucking bad day. Okay? He's beaten a bunch of nobodies who've never fucking fought. He beat a basketball player. Have you ever seen a basketball player throw a correct punch on the court?
No. Yeah, and that's his biggest fight to date. You know, and the fight wasn't... That night, it wasn't even about him. That was the Tyson Jones Jr. night. Yeah. So, like... I don't know. I don't see... Dude, until Jake Paul gets in the ring with an actual boxer, I can't take him seriously.
Dude can throw.
Yeah,
Jake
but
can throw.
Yeah, but Askren's been in a cage, and he's done well. Not in the UFC, but other places.
Yeah, Paul... See, here's the thing. Jake Paul's a better boxer. Ben Askren is a way better fighter.
Yeah.
So, if you've seen Ben Askren sparring, like, dude's literally... wrestling people. Like, he's going to get him in the clinch and tire him out. And guys like that know how to use their body weight to tire you out.
Yeah.
So if Ben can make... Here's my prediction. Ben Askren's fought some of the best strikers in mixed martial arts in his career. He was a champion.
Yeah.
If Ben... I don't think you're going to knock out Askren. And I think if it goes past two rounds...
It took a really hard knee to knock Askren out.
Boy, did he get knocked out, though.
Yeah.
But
I mean, anyone's going to get knocked out by a running knee to the temple.
Where you're diving at the same time.
Yeah, when he's going for a double leg, which as a wrestler was the right call.
Oh, yeah. I think... Well, I mean, he's not going to... And Masvidal allegedly, like, practiced that. over yeah. and over. He practiced that exact scenario.
Yeah. But even it just then, played out. He had to hit it at the exact right point for that. You know, because if he was a little bit off, he was catching him with his thigh and it wouldn't have hurt as much. He would have
a lot of luck and a lot of skill at the same time.
Yeah, it was a combo of both.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go on a limb and say there's no way. If it goes to decision, yeah, Paul might have more points. But if Askren could tire him out, like Askren says, he's not a good boxer, but he's good enough to beat up Jake Paul. I think Askren's going to win. I got to go with the guy who has fight experience. Although, dude, I don't want to fight Jake Paul. I don't want that smoke. Dude can throw.
I do. I'll take the payday for that.
Okay, for a payday. I was talking for like free.
Oh, for free, I'd probably still do it. I would want to punch Jake Paul.
Nah, but what if you can't punch? Like, I've sparred dudes.
Yeah.
Like, who are good.
Wait, are we talking just strictly boxing, or can I use jiu-jitsu and everything in that?
Just boxing.
Just boxing? Maybe not.
So here's the deal. Like, there's this dude who was at my old gym I used to train at. Like, I was able to hit everybody, at least give him a run.
Yeah.
The heavyweights and some of the lighter guys we'd fight. And there's this kid, Ryan. And he was like 6'1". He had reach. And he had speed and power. And he kept hitting me. And no matter how hard I tried everything. I tried switching to southpaw. I tried different everything. Coach is like, okay, do this, that. And I did everything. And the dude was just, I couldn't fucking hit the guy. I couldn't hit him. And it was the most annoying thing. Nothing's worse than if you want to beat somebody up and you can't. And that is what I would think would happen with me and Jake Paul. Or you and Jake Paul. You know, I just think we'd be like, I want to kill him. Then he'd use that against us. He'd just slip us and hit us back. And then we'd just be upset. And then we'd use all our energy trying to attack the guy. And then we get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I've been knocked out before. It's not that bad.
I've never been knocked out. Not in fighting. I've been knocked out in football. I've had a concussion.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been knocked out. Not in fighting, rugby.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, similar. I mean, you go black.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Then you never go back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm going with Askren on this because, dude, I mean, can take a punch. But if it goes to decision, man, Jake's going to get more points because he's just faster. And he's going to just tee off. And Askren's going to be tying him up and hugging him and doing all the wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
That's just my prediction on that. I don't think, if it goes the distance, man, I think Paul's going to need the decision.
Yeah. And then there's a good chance if Paul doesn't knock him, I don't see Askren having knockout power.
He doesn't.
That's the thing. So if Askren doesn't knock him out, his best bet is for it to go to the distance. Because other than that, it's just Jake Paul knocking him out.
Yeah, they don't give you points for pinning people on the mat.
Yeah, in this no, fight. It's not.
It's sad because I really like Ben. I want him to win.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to give Jake a fight. He is a fucking good boxer. He just fought bums. Like, yeah. The fact he didn't knock Nate out in the first round is kind of upsetting. That kind of shows, dude, because you put him against any real boxer, even guys who train at Music City, Nate's getting knocked out in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
First 2 minutes, period. Like, you know those pros who train there, like Caleb and Rydell? Rydell? You've seen Rydell. Yeah. He's the guy who, yeah. He's going to get killed.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, but you also got to realize Jake's taller and he weighs more. By like 20 pounds.
True.
It's going to be an interesting fight, man. I can't wait to watch it. I'm watching that shit.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be fucking terrible, but I'm going to watch. It's going to be horrible boxing.
Horrible. Horrible. I will do it just for the comedic aspect of...
So we can podcast about it.
Yeah, that too. And Askren, I don't know. There was a podcast that Askren was doing and he was trying to explain his wrestling form, and even wrestlers are like, you don't do this right, but you're good at it.
No, I mean, he was known. That's why he's called Funky.
Yeah.
Because everything he does is wrong.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
He's awkward. He has a dad body. He has, you know, the curly hair. He doesn't look athletic at all.
No.
Like Askren, if you'd look at him, I even see him jumping rope and I'm like, how does that thing jump rope that well? Like, he doesn't look like what he does.
He's like the human equivalent of wet.
You know,
he's
like Jay Cutler, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler looked like just your average dad bod throwing a football. Then he's throwing the ball like 90 yards on a spiral downfield to the wrong team. But anyway, as a guy who came from Chicago, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Oh, but man. I'm looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. I'm always looking forward to a fight.
I'm looking forward to it. Know what else I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to getting faster.
Okay.
Because you ruined it. It was no one would have noticed. I slid in. I slid right into that DM.
That's our thing, though. We call each other out on segues.
We need that. We need to get the drum roll back if we can.
I don't know which one it is.
Ah, shit. We got a new one. Yeah. We neglected to get a surge protector on our old podcaster equipment, and it blew up twice. And then we realized we should probably put a surge protector in. Whoops. So we're writing a diet book.
Yeah.
And I've been really thinking long and hard about longevity, about health. And there's certain things that we know are true. One is that keeping stable blood sugar and insulin throughout the day is healthy. Two is that being overweight is unhealthy and will ultimately cause you to die.
Yes.
Three is that you need to be in a caloric deficit. And four is that you need to maintain your energy to be able to function in life with that caloric deficit. So I've been doing a ton of research and I finally clicked it in last Saturday. And we debate, like when we do talk, it's usually just debating different diets and all these things. And I'll randomly shout out something like, so what, I'll start just thinking out loud. And I think I finally got it. I think that I finally got it. And I took the ideas and Matt and I, you know, hashed it out. I'm pretty sure we came out with a version of a diet that's pretty popular, a diet catchphrase that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
That makes it effective and foolproof, where anybody can do it correctly. It answers all of the questions you've ever had. And that's the goal of this. And I just got to say, I lost about 10 pounds, 9.5 pounds in 4 days. In that time, my joint pain has nearly disappeared. All joint pain from knee, my lower back pain, gone. And that's something I've been going to treatment for. And it's just been lingering and lingering and lingering. And I'm feeling great. And I'm not having any issues with hunger. I'm not having any issues with brain fog. In fact, I'd say my brain and my energy are higher than they've ever been in my life. And it's something I'm really excited about because I haven't written a diet book since, well, I wrote that New Year's program, which was basically a diet book.
Yeah.
But published a book since 2015, since the Fat Loss Factor, which is now the Drop Factor.
Yeah.
So this book is going to be really cool. Co-authoring it with Matt. And we're hoping to have it in about 4 weeks, I'd say. But it's going to be something that can benefit everybody. And I think it's something everybody can adhere to at least somewhat. It factors in timing. It factors in supplements to take. It factors in whatever training you, I think it's compatible with any kind of training.
Yeah.
It's not one of those like crash diets where it's like, oh, well, you can't work out hard. No, we're going to work out hard and we're going to supplement for it. And yes, this is a supplement inclusive diet. You can do it without supplements, but I can't guarantee it's not going to suck. Because supplements
that we're recommending are there to help you specifically with this diet because you will need them specifically for this diet to get the best results and to adhere to it.
It's a lot of science.
It's all science-based. It's not like we're here to sell shit, even though we're
selling the shit out of things here. Yeah. But I literally tried it myself. There'll be some mandatory, some optional. But man, it's going to be an exciting thing. And we'll probably do an ebook. We might even print it, you know, we might do physical copies. So just keep an eye out for that. But yeah, I've lost nearly today. Tomorrow will be 10 pounds, I'm sure. And the reason is, man, I'm 40, you know, like carrying around I was about 230 pounds. I was 228. So it was 10 pounds. I was 218.5 from 228. I was 228 on Friday of last week, and I'm like, dude, everything, I'm going to give this a shot.
It's Tuesday for reference.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days, three and a half days. So it was one of those things where I'm like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I don't need all this size. And for me to keep size on, I have to force feed, basically. So I'm eating when I'm not hungry. I'm eating by the clock. And I think that can become something that's, mentally detrimental and something that can be detrimental to your health when, you know, at 2 o'clock, if you're hungry or not, your brain's telling you to eat.
Yeah.
And as a society that overindulges, that eats too much, I think that's a problem. So again, this diet is something that I think will address that.
For sure.
Yeah, but we're working on it. We're working on it. And once we have it out, we'll let you guys know. But it's going to be really, really, really exciting. You know, just what's going on with it and what I think it's going to bring to you guys and to you reaching your goals and something that you can adhere to that'll increase your long-term health. That's something you can do for a long term. It's something that won't require, well, maybe in the beginning to figure it out, won't require you walking around with a phone to figure out, well, you'll have your phone, but you don't have to open up your app to figure out how many grams of protein you have left and you won't have to pack Tupperwares. And that's something I think is very important to all of us.
More luggage space.
I used to travel with a food scale and a body weight scale when I was competing.
Oh, man.
It was horrible, man.
That doesn't sound fun.
Horrible. Horrible. But that's kind of it, man. You know, we're working on it, and I'm excited to bring it to you guys. But on that note, man, we want to get more videos. We'll have the Trueform video up.
Yeah.
And there's so much to go over. And, you know, we could talk about different things. Like those of you who follow me on Twitter at Mark Lobliner, you know, I want to get more, going to get more guests on. We're going to definitely get more people on. I want to get people's perspective on the vaccine. I want to get people's perspective on what's going on in the world. But when it comes to us, we're going to talk a lot about fitness, talk a lot about training.
A lot about what's going on in the fitness world. And that could be sports, bodybuilding, lifting, diet, anything. Pretty much within that realm.
But I want to bring people on who bring perspective. Obviously, if Alan Roberts comes on, he's talking about what Alan Roberts talks about. He's talking about obesity. Yep. He's talking about the pandemic. He's talking about whatever it is he wants to talk about. So it'll be no holds barred, unfiltered. But obviously what excites us is talking about fighting, talking about all that, talking about and sometimes politics, you know, we'll get riled up. Like I could spend another 10 hours talking about the vaccine. But y'all have seen it. You've heard it. Like if you want to hear it, you're gonna hear it. And I'm either gonna piss you off or I'm make you happy. But we need guests, and when we have guests on. If we have a guy who's a politician on, say Robbie Starbuck comes on,
and we're talking politics.
Are we gonna force him to talk about squats? So Robbie, seeing that you probably don't lift
what's your PR.
What's your opinion on DUP training, bro? So tell me, what's your opinion on mTOR? I want everything you know about mTOR right now. What the fuck's mTOR, bro? Fuck it. So anyway, Robbie Starbuck, he's going to be at the Rumble in the Borough too. He's speaking at the Rumble in the Borough. He's running for Congress in Nashville. I believe District 5.
All right.
Yep. So he has our support because, well, he's coming to the Rumble in the Borough. Shit, I'd support Biden if he came to the Rumble in the Borough, bro. I'd support anybody. All right, guys. I think we got a lot of topics going on here. Yeah. Good time to cut it. Try and do this weekly, if not more often. Working on guests. A lot going on with the Rumble thing. But I think we should bring back some people, man. I wouldn't mind having Kurt's crazy big ass on here. He'll offend everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see his new brand?
No.
Cockfidence.
Oh, God.
I am Cockfidence. Fidence.
Okay.
Again, interesting shit. Jerry Ward's always a good one.
Yeah.
Gotta love Jerry. Of course, Brandon. Of course, you know, even some family members, people from the gym. I think Courtney would be good too. Courtney from the Courtney English. She's an IFBB pro. We're surrounded by IFBB pros, man. People don't understand. Tennessee's a hotbed for this shit. Everybody's a pro here. Either that means we have a lot of good bodybuilders or they're handing out too many goddamn pro cards.
I can make a case for both.
Bro, there's this one guy I follow on Instagram. He's an IFBB pro. And I'm not even going to say who he is, but I'm like, it's one of those where you're just like, how did you get that? Like, you know what I mean?
Who'd you kill?
I'm like, you must have been really nice to the judges. You know, like there was a time in classic physique when they were trying to build up the pro category.
Yeah.
Where every local show was a pro card. Like, you had, like, I think the Kentucky Muscle or some shit was a pro card. And it's literally a regional show. So you can literally have, and they were giving it out for each weight class or height class, whatever the fuck those weirdos do.
I don't know what they do.
It's height class.
Is it?
That yeah, and you have to be under a certain weight. Yeah. So what happened is, like, everybody would be like, you'd have, like, 10 stacked guys in the tall division, and all the short guys look like shit. So, like, this short guy gets a fucking pro card, and he just looks like garbage. But that's...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it sometimes, but...
There's nothing to get.
My call. Yeah.
Anyway, stay tuned, guys. We're going to chop this up. Look down below at the topics you want to see. Be sure to subscribe to the Gainscast, whether you're on any of our platforms, Spotify, to Apple Podcasts, to Google Play, to whatever it is, to YouTube.
Yeah.
Be sure to share this, like it. We'll see you guys next time.